Thomas. Are you with us this morning? I know I have some lonely days. I've made mistakes and had to pay. I've had some friends who've walked away. Just like Mother told me. But there's someone whose love is real, and he cares about the way I feel. There's joy when I call out your name. Jesus, you're my everything. The cross you did that just for me. So whatever you're going through, I promise you, this is what he says, I'll spend my always with you. I'll spend my always with you. Jesus, my whole life has changed. Why? Since that day I cried your name. So whatever you're going through, I promise you, I'll spend my always with you. Spend my always with you. Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things. Many things you were on earth. A holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, say, bread of heaven, sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the living word, say, awesome ruler, gentle Redeemer, God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you. You are the living word, say, let's call him. Jesus, Jesus, that's what we call you. Manger born, but on a tree, you died to save humanity. You are the living word, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you. Manger born, but on a tree, and you died to save humanity. You are the living word. You are the living word. You are the living word. Holiness, holiness, what I long for, yeah. Holiness is what I need. Holiness, holiness is what you want for me. For me, gotta be righteousness. Come on. Righteousness, righteousness is what I long for, yeah. Righteousness is what I know I need. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, righteousness is what you want for me, for me. And take my heart, Lord, and mold it. Take my mind, transform it. And take my will and control it to yours, oh Lord. Y'all help me with these words. Holiness, holiness is what I long for, yeah. Holiness is what we need. Holiness, holiness is what you want from me, from me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And hands up, hearts open wide as we cry. We lift you high, and we lift you high. Come on. Hands up, hearts open wide as we cry. We lift you high, and we lift you high. Hands up, arms open wide as the sky. And we lift you high, we lift you high. Hands up, hearts open wide as we cry. We lift you high, we lift you high. Let all the other names fade away. Come on, come on. Let all the other names fade away until there's only you. Remove all the distractions and let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. So many distractions. Remove them, Lord. Let all the other names fade away. Jesus, take your place. Jesus, thank you, Lord. And I need you. You need me, and we're all a part of God's body. Stand with me and agree with me, and we're all a part of God's body, and it is His will that every need be supplied. And you are important to me, and I need you to survive. Tell your neighbor that you are important to me, and I need you to survive. You are important to me, and we need you to survive. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We come to you, Lord. We are just full of your joy this morning. We have pressed, some of us have pressed through a long night of turmoil, of prayer, of fasting, be with us, Lord. We will always give your name, the only name, the Holy One, the Omnipotent One, the Almighty One, our Redeemer, our Promise Keeper, the one we cherish, the one who loved us first, the one for which nothing transpires in heaven or earth unless you say so, unless you know about it. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord, please continue to bless our co-founders. Yes, we pray for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pakola every day. They are our leaders. We are called to pray for our leaders and encourage them. They pour out so much to each one of us, Lord, and we have to pour back into those who give so much to others so that their vessels will not be empty. Let's keep them encouraged. Thank you, Lord. We pray for the supporters of our call, the Artist Life family. We pray for business owners and entrepreneurs. We pray for each and every member of our leadership team. Lord, it's not about us. It's all about you. Thank you for camaraderie and fellowship and teamwork. Thank you for allowing us all times of the day and night, 7 days a week, to receive the cries for prayer, Lord, and to be able for one and two and more to be able to pray for people, your people all across the world. Your word says where two or more are gathered, there you are in the midst. And sometimes when we get a prayer request in the middle of the night, there may only be two or so that answer, Lord. Help us to lift you up, Lord. We're praying for the bereaved families. We're praying for this country. We're praying for our brothers and sisters in Haiti. We're praying for our brothers and sisters around the world. We're praying for mankind. We're praying for those who are lost and missing and never found. We're praying for those who are lost and missing and unfortunately found but here with us no more. Keep us from the devourer because it seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. But you have come. You have overcome the world. You are greater than anything in this world. You are greater than any spirit that attempts to come upon us and steal our joy. Let us not get mad at the person. Let us understand that that is the spirit that is warring against you, Lord, you that is in us. Lord, infuse us with your grace, your mercy, your strength, the empowerment that you give us to move forward. Help us keep and hide our word in our hearts so we will not sin against you, and forgive us of our sins yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Lord, be with us and bless the speaker that comes today. Host, are you with us?
I am here, Minister Ruth. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my sweet sister.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Minister Ruth, for ushering us into worship this morning and for greeting us and seating us and for opening us up in prayer. God bless you. Have an awesome and amazing day. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside in Southern California, and I greet you on this morning and ask that you would count it all as joy. So welcome to the Master's Call on behalf of our two co-founders, Dr. Pakola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome each one of you. Our prayer is that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day here with the Master on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." This call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and yes, I'm excited to say that we are less than 30 days away from celebrating our 11th anniversary celebration, birthday here on the Master's Call. And you're probably wondering, wow, 11 years? Yep, 11 years of being here Monday through Friday without fail for all going on 11 years. So we give God the praise and the glory for our two co-founders and for the entire TMC leadership team that makes sure that we're here and that everything goes without fail. Our theme for 2021 is In 2021, God's strategic, shifting, prophetic suddenlies and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. That's Mark 16, verses 15 through 20, and we ask that you would decree and declare that over your life every single day. So you're probably wondering, how did they even get together? We hear people all over the world that gather on this phone. Well, most of us are here because of a phenomenal health and wellness company known as Artist Life, founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. And as we say, an appointment with artists will change your life. And if you have no idea what Artist Life is about, get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they will be more than happy to share with you. As a matter of fact, after this call today, we have the opportunity to head over to the morning motivational call, where there is Inspirational Monday, where it is Inspirational Monday, and the host and speaker today will be none other than our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. To join in to that call, you can dial 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound, and that is immediately following this call. Well, it is time for us to hear what thus says the Lord, and I am so honored to bring to the line one of our co-founders this morning. She is definitely a victorious woman of God. She is an anointed and appointed woman of God. She is definitely necessary for this time and for this season and for every season that we've been connected to. She is saved. She is sweet. She is anointed and appointed. Who am I talking about this morning? I'm talking about Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. After a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer in corporate America, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon accepted her call into ministry. Dr. Vanessa then enrolled at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in January of 1990. She was ordained on January 15, 1995. She is founder and director of Van Networks, Vanessa Networks, a networking, instructional, self-improvement organization which introduces the body to the body by joining believers synergistically in the realms of business, academia, and evangelism. Dr. Vanessa was nominated in Who's Who among America colleges and universities. She is definitely a global leader. Dr. Vanessa is also a distributor with Artist Life. She is also a prophet, a pastor, a teacher, a preacher, an evangelist, and our speaker for this morning. Without further ado, it is an honor to bring to you, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you out there this morning, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am, my dear songbird, Minister Tiffany. Thank you so much for that very heartfelt introduction. So love and appreciate you and all you do pressing out there in that California state so early in the morning. We do not take your service for granted. We are so appreciative of you. And for our dear Minister Ruth, who stepped up for us and did the worship, thank you. And also stayed on to greet and seat our family as we came on the line. We so esteem the God in you and praying the heavens open so that the word of God could go forth freely. I so appreciate each and every one of you. And on behalf of our co-founder who is resting this morning, having to lay it down for a couple of days, so just keep her in prayer, we are honored that you took the time, made the time on this Inspirational Monday to be a part of our call today. Yes, 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 coming up on October 25th, 11 years, we will be celebrating this call, this place, this platform where the proclaimed word of God has gone forth nonstop, never missing a day, to celebrate his goodness and his mercy. So a big thank you to our entire Master's Call family, as well as our Artist Life family, the reason for us coming together. We salute you and thank you. Well, for many of you who do know and those who don't know, we are concluding today Sukkot, which is the Feast of Tabernacles. And true to the historian that I am, for those who don't, let's talk a little bit about this celebration, one of the three main festivals that are still adhered to by the Jewish people on the Jewish calendar. We just recently came through Rosh Hashanah and then Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, which began these days of Sukkot. S-U-K-K-O-T is how it's most commonly spelled. And Sukkot commemorates the years that the Jews spent in the desert on their way to the promised land. I don't think it's anyone on this line who has not watched Ten Commandments and Charles Heston as the children of Israel left captivity in Egypt and made that 40-year journey, which was really an 11-day journey through the wilderness to the promised land. And this celebrates the way in which God protected them under difficult desert conditions. If you've ever been to the desert, which I have, oh my gosh, Texas is hot, but we don't have nothing for the desert, and especially those in that part of the world. Sukkot is also known again as the Feast of Tabernacles or the Feast of Booths, B-O-O-T-H-S. So what does the Bible say about Sukkot? Celebrate the Feast of Harvest with the first fruits of the crops you sow in your field. In Exodus 23, that 16th verse, Yahweh says to Moses, say to the Israelites, on the 15th day of the 7th month, Yahweh's Feast of Tabernacles began. It lasts for 7 days. The first day is a sacred assembly. Do no regular work. So in this year of 2021, Sukkot began on sundown of Monday, September 20th, and it ends today on sundown, Monday the 27th. And the conclusion of Sukkot marks the beginning of the separate. So what does Sukkot mean in English? Again, sometimes spelled S-U-C-C-O-T-H. Most commonly, again, S-U-K-K-O-T, some add an H to it, is in Hebrew, it means huts or booths. Also, again, called the Feast of Tabernacles or Feast of Booths, the Jewish autumn festival of double Thanksgiving that begins on the 15th day of Tishrei in September or October, again, is 5 days after Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. So why is this season so important as we remember the children of Israel spending 40 years in the desert? Well, we must remember that in our lives, we need to stay transient. What do you mean by that? Always moving, like the children of Israel. We must remember that life is always moving. We must learn to stay in the flow of God's blessings, staying flexible to change, to moving with the will of God, yet working out and with the will of God. When we stay flexible to the will of God, the voice of God, the methods of God, just like the children of Israel, will go through our desert experience even better. Remember, it's no way they should have been able to exist and live, but the manna every day that they could not hold on to or preserve, they had to get up and move with the cloud and then stay under the fire by night to keep them warm in that terrain, in the terrain of our lives. We have to move, be flexible and flow and build those huts, not tabernacles to stay, but to only remember those boots or huts. So is Sukkot a high holiday? Well, again, beginning 5 days after Yom Kippur, Sukkot is named after the huts the Israels lived in during their exodus from Egypt, which Jews today build and dwell in to commemorate this time. Sukkot is also a harvest holiday and the beginning of the season of prayers for rain. The observance of the Feast of Tabernacles is again recorded in Exodus 23:16, but also in Exodus 34:22, Leviticus 23:34 through 34, Leviticus 23 verses 34 through 43, and Numbers 29:12 through 40. Other references are also included, but the Bible reveals a dual significance to the Feast of Tabernacles. Remember, there are three major festivals in Judaism: the Passover, the Shavuot, the week of Pentecost, and the Sukkot, the tabernacles or tents or booths. And this is when the ancient Israels living in the kingdom of Judah would make that pilgrimage to the temple in Jerusalem. We all remember when Jesus got displaced from his family and he said, "I'm about my father's business." That was one of those times they were traveling to that temple in Jerusalem. And it's commanded in the Torah in Jerusalem that they would participate to this very day in festivals and ritual worship in conjunction at the temple. And so this very important day is a time where it's called the Feast also of Ingathering, and it has agricultural implications for us in Hebrews as well as those many scriptures that I recorded. That first day of Sukkot is a day of no work, meaning no one works. And then as they continue through it, they are able to do different tasks. But we do remember also the prayers during Sukkot include the reading of the Torah every day, reciting the Masaf service after morning prayers, reciting Halal, and adding special additions to the Ramadan and the grace after meals. And in addition, the service includes rituals involving the four species. And so we are learning what Sukkot means, that it is one of the three primary gatherings that the Jews do celebrate. All righty. Well, let's go on to the Word of God, and I'll dwell on that a little bit more and go into a little bit more depth on the morning motivational call. I've been in the midst of a series that I started the last time we were together. We are in a marathon and not a sprint. We are in a marathon and not a sprint. Pace yourself with peace. Pace, P-A-C-E, yourself with peace. I talked about the fact that many of us are really struggling through this pandemic, through this shutdown, through this period in time of isolation, of uncertainty. And yet God's word is certain that he'll never leave us or forsake us. But many of us have been growing weary in well-doing, and we're speaking holistically to us, spirit, soul, and body, that we must holistically, W-H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C, that we have to be just as concerned about the mind, the mental state of many believers who have let and cracked open that door of depression, and oppression has come in. And I'm speaking to us being battle ready, because prophetically I see clearly this is nowhere near an end, and we don't need untimely, unneeded casualties in the body of Christ because we didn't discern the kairos, K-A-I-R-O-S, season we're in. We are in a marathon. I know some of y'all say, well, shoot, a whole year, 2020 was a marathon, Dr. V. Ah, but for many, Our marathons have lasted years and years, and we must learn to adjust, be flexible. 40 years, they are children of Israel in the desert. We don't want the 40, but whatever our length of time of the marathon is, we must be equipped and ready. I gave several principles using the 23rd Psalm. We all know the Psalms of David. And I gave the first principle from the first verse, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Principle one, God is your shepherd and your source. God is your shepherd and your source. And the second principle we talked about from verse 2, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. We talked about allow God to bring in his prosperity and posterity and peace. Allow God to bring in his prosperity, posterity, that means legacy, and peace. In other words, drama-free is what he desires us to be. Then we went on to that third verse where he restores or refreshes, the NIV says, my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That principle three was strive to abide in his presence to receive his anointing and his assignments. Strive to abide in his presence to receive his anointing and his assignment. Oh, we're talking this morning about we are in a marathon and not a sprint. Pace yourself with peace. At fourth verse, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Principle number four. Allow God to take you through your process. Allow God to take you through your process. Too many of us want to climb off the potter's wheel before the lumps and bumps and inconsistencies are smoothed out. The subheading was, let the pruning, the purging, and the pressure produce the pure in our pure gold. Let the pruning, yeah, he'll remove some things. The purging, he's going to burn out of us some things. Jehovah Makedesh. And the pressure, well, this pandemic has brought a lot of pressure, but we come forth as pure gold. See that rod and that staff that comfort me. The staff's rod had, on one end, had a point, and on the other end, it had a fork. The point on one end was used as a goad to prod the sheep when it would not move and obey. Many times we get stuck on stubborn. I'm not going to say stuck on stupid, which for some of us that has been the case, but let's try stubborn. On the other end, it had a fork that was used to place over the neck of the serpent in order to protect the lamb from different reptiles. 'Twas the same stick. One end was for protection and comfort, and the other end was used for chastening. God has a rod, the blessed word of God. His first choice is to use his word to get us in the middle of his will. Many of us won't heed to the word. Then the world comes crashing down on us. But his best, ultimate, desired method is to chasten us with his word. It is comfort. It is chastening. It is that sharp, two-edged sword. Thank God for his truth. See, we got to stop cursing the process. We cannot hate the valley. God has a setup for our holy haters. He has promised to prepare a table in the presence of our enemies and give them a front row seat, making sure our holy haters can see with their own eyes you being blessed by God and see for themselves firsthand you succeeding in Christ. They get to see for themselves, God bless you with your cup running over. You know, like the story of Esther with Mordecai and Haman and the gallows that Haman thought was being built to kill Mordecai was used on him. Many times, haters set up pitfalls and hurdles to hold us back, but all but God. Let him lead you and guide you. Teach them by saying, you holy haters, don't hate, celebrate. That fifth verse, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And there, here it is, principle five. Let God fight your battles. Let God fight your battles. He is our avenger. We are not to ever try to revenge. Let God avenge. And I promise you, life will show you God does it even harder or harsher than we would. And that's not our desire. But if we step back, keep our hands, keep our mouth off of situations, let God fight your battle. Then that last verse, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. With goodness and mercy having your back, one on your left and one on your right, and God going before us, we are reminded that it's a fixed fight and we will win as long as we do not give up or give out and not finish the voyage. Then and only then we can dwell, we can flourish, we can be blessed to live in the house of the Lord forever. We're in a marathon and not a sprint. Pace yourself with the shalom peace of God. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. What a powerful message and what a way to start the week. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for the day. Let us go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for the marathon that we are on. Father, we commit our works unto you, Lord, and we know that you will establish our thoughts, God. We just thank you for a new week, God, and we pray that your grace and that your mercy will follow us and be with us, God. We thank you that new doors are opening in our life. We thank you, God, for miracles, for signs, and for wonders, and for manifestations, God. We bless you. We lift you up. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa. We pray that you would fill her up with your virtue, God, that she will overflow into every single area in ministry, in business, in her family, in her relationships, God. I pray that you would continue to open doors for her, God, that she was not even expecting, and that your favor will go before you. I thank you, Lord, that you know each of us by name. I thank you that you knew that we would be here at this time and at this moment, God. And I pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth in our lives forevermore. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So to hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the same access code 957-677-pound. For those of you who will be headed over to the morning motivational call for Inspirational Monday, where Dr. Vanessa will also be the host and speaker, that number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 294-617-pound. That's immediately following this call today. Invite a friend to join you here on the Master's Call tomorrow, or invite them to visit our website, www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And if you have a prayer request, a praise report, a comment, a testimony, a question, please send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, I would like to thank my sister, Minister Ruth, for jumping in and doing praise and worship this morning. Thank you for bringing us into the throne room. Again, thank you for being our greeter this morning and for opening us up in prayer. Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for that powerful series. Definitely, a lot of times I feel like I'm on a marathon and not a sprint. but to God be the glory for what he's doing in each of our lives. So thank you, women of God, for that powerful message. It has been an honor, a privilege, and pleasure for me to get up this morning and start my day here on the Master's Call. Bless God for each of you who have joined in, and we thank you for coming in and hope that you will continue to join us on tomorrow. Whatever you do, don't let anybody or anything steal your joy. Back over to you, Dr. Vanessa, for our benediction for the day.
Thank you, woman of God, again, for just all your selfless sacrifice that you give so readily to this call through these entire 11 coming up years. Thank you again, Minister Ruth, for double duty in it today with our opening worship, as well as greeting our Master's Call family. And to each of you, thank you for tuning in. We so love and appreciate you. And we are encouraging you all to join us on the MMC. If not, we thank you for your time with us here this morning. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We understand the marathon. We understand it's making us, perfecting us, shaping us. We understand that we must keep our eyes on you to make it through. So we're leaning and depending on you. Do a complete work in us, through us, for us. And as we leave this call, but never departing from your presence, on this miraculous Monday, this magnificent Monday, this inspirational Monday, let your mercies be fresh and new, our eyes optimistic and open to all the opportunities you have for us. And every step along the way will give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor. And Daddy God, we praise you with all of our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out. Have an absolutely awesome day and week. Be blessed. Bye-bye.